The Hobtails, An Invasion of Privacy by Shelley Kay. Produced by Be Here.
All together we can make things good. We always say that if you could, then you should. And in the market, I swear you'll see evidence of where our hobtails be. If it's broken and found while we're doing our round. Mortar, Mary, Coco, Duncan, Flossie, Joe. We'll be there, it's alright.
An Invasion of Privacy. Foreword. The most important thing for a wild mouse has always been just to get through every day unharmed by the many dangers they have to face. Owls, cats, and weasels are always a problem, but on this occasion, the mouse population of Stockbridge Farm faced a danger most had never experienced before. Fire. These mice had only known Mr. Giles, the farmer, to have cows in his fields, but after selling them, this year he'd planted wheat, and when it had grown high and turned a golden colour, he used his enormous harvester machines to cut it all down and collect the seeds. What was left in the fields afterwards was something called stubble, which is a word for the millions of unwanted short straws sticking up from the ground. The stubble was then set alight to burn away before the fields were ploughed up. But when these things happened, the mice saw things differently. And when a strange-looking army arrived and met with the farmer, they knew they had a battle to survive. Chapter 1. Halt! Who goes there? The soldiers were in retreat. They had been overwhelmed by a much stronger force. Now they, along with hundreds of frightened civilians, had lost their homes, and all were forced to flee. Many carried what belongings they could manage, while friendly soldiers helped the elderly and those mothers with young ones to get to safety. Behind them all, smoke drifted across the land where they lived, and small fires still flickered everywhere. As the great crowd shuffled further away, three soldiers stopped to look back. The tallest of them wore a black cap called a beret. He was the marshal of their army. The other two wore helmets and were his officers. With a grave look on his face, the marshal said,
"We shall return."
Not too far away, three hobtails happened to be walking along the hedgerows. Flossie Joe, Mortimerie, and Talbot were out looking for blackberries. But when the winds blew smoke their way, it made them cough.
"I can hardly breathe," said Flossie. "Come on, let's get out of here."
Old Talbot sniffed the air.
"Smells like the farmer's burning straw stubble in them fields."
Mortimerie and Flossie ran off toward a haystack to escape the smoke, while old Talbot hobbled after them. Despite only having one leg, he rarely felt the need to hurry anywhere, even though he was quite able to do so. The hobtail's heron friend, a tall bird called Pellington, had been with them earlier and wanted to tell them where they could pick up some big juicy blackberries. But he'd given up trying to find them in the black smoke. He now stood by the side of a river, adjusting his airman's jacket and parachute. He had caught a fish to eat and wondered what to do for the rest of the day. It was around 10:00, which is 10 o'clock in the morning to folk like you and me, when, some distance away, a variety of sounds caught his attention. He cocked his ear towards them and listened hard. It was the unmistakable sound of many marching boots crunching against the gravel. He also heard the rumbling of a diesel motor engine and horses' hooves clipped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?